Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin, sitting with Elizabeth Vasquez. Why is buying from women key to supporting women in business? We're going to find out with the president, CEO, and co-founder of We Connect International. Elizabeth, welcome to Singapore.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
What does We Connect do for females in business?
So We Connect International is a global nonprofit. It was created by the world's largest buyers of products and services. And they noticed that very few of their suppliers were women. So they created We Connect International to work with local partners all over the world to find these women, develop their capacity to be competitive, certify that they're women-owned, and introduce them to buyers.
So how does We Connect help with the matchmaking process?
So the first step is to hire someone like Minnie to find local partners here in Singapore and encourage the women to become self-registered in the database. And then we're able to host events like we had yesterday, where we talk about the challenges to accessing markets, best practices to selling to corporations, and then we introduce them to actual buyers.
And you have some big names behind you in terms of buyers.
We do. We get to work with the biggest companies in the world. Yesterday, we had the Exxon Mobils, the Johnson & Johnsons, the Procter & Gambles, the Accentures, and many others there because they are always looking for the world's best suppliers. They are looking for innovation. They're looking for that competitive advantage. And because women are the largest buyers of consumers, making and influencing those decisions, having them invisible in their supply chain is just not good business.
With Elizabeth Vasquez, she's from We Connect International, and we're finding out how exactly she's empowering women across the world when it comes to their business. So all you have to be is really an organization that is at least 51% owned, managed, or controlled by one or more women to qualify for membership.
That's right. It's free. So the Women Business Owners of Singapore can spend 7 minutes, register on the network at weconnectinternational.org, and be a part of a movement, a community of women and businesses based in 115 countries, and buyers that are desperate to find more innovative suppliers that right now they don't have access to. And of course, they can choose to get certified, where we look at their documents for, as you said, ownership, management, and control. But that first step is super easy to get self-registered.
Terrific. Elizabeth, what has been key challenges for ensuring supplier diversity in your experience?
So I think one of the biggest challenges is ignorance. And so I find that the corporations we work with, when we first start to work with them, they're not trying to keep women out of their supply chain. It just hasn't even occurred to them to reach out to not just the male-owned businesses, but the women-owned businesses to encourage them to compete. And similarly, the women-owned businesses who have rarely seen a role model, someone who looks like them, sell to a large corporation, to a Marriott, or to a Walmart, we need to encourage them to think really big about their potential and to shift away from a focus on consumers to selling to large organizations.
Yeah, that's a big mindset shift, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's, and a lot of small businesses, they want to start with low cost to entry, but often that also has low profit potential. And so we have to do a better job of educating the businesses of Singapore about the markets. What is it the world's paying for? And how do they position their passion and their expertise to align it with what the world is buying?
So you're connecting women's enterprises with market opportunities across the globe. Have there been any differences in terms of eagerness of suppliers to come on in Asia versus other parts of the world?
Yes, I think this is still early days in Asia. I think it's sort of in the middle. Europe has been extremely difficult, where the women assume that they're equal and they don't realize that they're invisible. They're only 1% of the suppliers. And then you go to a country, a region like Africa, and a country like Nigeria and South Africa, and the women are super eager to be a part of this network. They're looking for every and any business opportunity to help grow. And so I think our experience here in Asia is something in the middle. They're very entrepreneurial. They're very open-minded about business opportunities because so many of the countries are not landlocked. They are trade-oriented, yes. Export-oriented, import-oriented. And so that's a huge advantage.
Just terrific. Elizabeth Vasquez joining me in Influence. You are the author of a book to do with diversity. It's titled Buying for Impact, How to Buy from Women and Change Our World. What would you like readers to take away from that, the key takeaway points for that book?
So fundamentally, how we spend our money actually says a lot about who we are and what we care about as individuals and as organizations. And that's why this is such a perfect topic for your show, is that money actually does matter. And so we have, when we're aware of that purchasing power, women in particular, for example, are about to make or influence $20 trillion in annual purchasing power. And so if they chose to spend some of it, let's say just 10% of that with other women, still spending most of it with male-owned businesses or publicly traded businesses, so it's not taking away. But if they spent just some of that money, 10%, that's $2 trillion into the hands of women and businesses. So the potential for impact is massive for those individual listeners, but also the organizations that they represent.
So you rang the bell at the New York Stock Exchange in 2019. Tell us what this was in support of. We love that you're on Money FM.
So much fun, seriously. So the head of the stock exchange is this really powerful woman. And she has a very supportive and inclusive board of directors. They heard about us because of one of our new employees who was talking about her excitement with her new job. They got excited. And so for International Women's Day, the week before, we got a call and they asked us, they invited us to come and ring the bell on behalf of the women business owners of the world. And so we did that with the women business owners, with our corporate members, and it was a ton of fun.
So symbolic. Especially when we hear about the lack of representation of women on boards, to hear that you are so welcome in that space. And when you talk about women's empowerment in Asia in particular, what would you say to the owner of a business here, and she's female, and she's just started out, and she wants to know how to scale up? What would you say to her?
First and foremost, think really big from the beginning. Think global. Even if you never go global, it will fundamentally change what you name yourself, what type of incorporation you do, what types of clients you seek out, what types of investments you make in your infrastructure, including your talent and who you hire. So try to think bigger from the beginning and try to think about what is it that the world is actually paying for,
yes,
right? What are the gaps in the market and how am I uniquely positioned to offer solutions for those gaps?
And finally, how can women get in touch with WeConnect International?
Well, we hope that you and all of your friends will go to weconnectinternational.org, self-register for free and tell your friends.
Just tremendous. Very nice getting to know you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for including me.
She's Elizabeth Vasquez and she's president, CEO and co-founder of WeConnect International.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.